Hi, friends. Real quick, I just had to pop on and let you know that I just released something that's going to save you a bazillion hours as you are starting and growing your business. I know many of you tell me that trying to figure out what tech and software and tools and apps to use is like so overwhelming and you don't know which to use and all that. So I've put together a master spreadsheet. I called it my ultimate list of software, tools, tech, and apps, and I'm adding to it regularly. I'm updating it. I'm putting notes. I have direct links to the sites to go to. They're tools that I either currently use or have used or my clients have used and I've fully tested. So these are all ones that I've used and love. And I think it makes it super easy for you to go through the categories I've got from website platforms to email marketing to video recording, any kind of software tool. And if you don't see a category, let me know after you get it and I will gladly look into it and add it. So anyways, you're probably asking, well, how do I get it? Well, if you scroll down in the show notes right now, there'll be a link and I have it there so that you can snag it. All you have to do is enter your email. I'll send you a spreadsheet and then bookmark it in Safari or Google Chrome so that you have it anytime you need a recommendation and get that right now. So anyway, scroll down in the show notes or you can go to KimberlyBrock.com/tech, but I do have the direct link in the show notes right now for you. Okay, enjoy.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started.
Well, hello, everyone. It's episode 115, and I am so glad that you are listening today. Why? Because this is the start of a new year if you're listening to this, and it's time you kind of regroup and reset. You know, we all do that. We have our goals. We have our all this. But I really want to reflect on lessons that I've learned this year, and I want to share them with you. Now, I've learned a whole bunch of lessons. I never stop learning lessons. But I picked three that I thought would be really applicable to you in your business if you're starting, or maybe you're just thinking about starting your business. So I can't wait for you to hear them today. If you are new and you're like, I just showed up on this podcast. Who is this lady? What is going on? Well, hey, you have hit a very valuable podcast if you are looking to start a business or you are starting a business doing what you love. Make sure you hit subscribe right now. You can hit follow, hit the plus button, whatever it is, whatever podcast, you know, player you're listening to this on, make sure you subscribe because it will then notify you when I drop new episodes. And I don't want you to miss out on any of the valuable content, strategies, tips, lessons, and everything that you can learn through this podcast. I share so much from my last 20 plus years as an entrepreneur and now as a business coach. And I just love, love, love helping new business owners. It is my passion. And this is all I do. And so I'm so excited to help you. So if you are new too and you haven't gotten in the Facebook group, did you know that I have a free Facebook group just for women starting businesses doing what they love? So scroll down below, hit the link. It's called Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love. So easy to remember, right? It's only 849 words. No, I have the link below. You can click that. I also have some free downloads for you. I have a 16-step checklist. So yes, you get a free like whole sheet that tells you exactly what you need to be doing to start your business. It'll keep you on track. Or if you are stuck in the idea stage and you're like, I want to start a business. I don't know exactly which one's the best for me. Which one should I start? I have a great guide for you. So scroll down too. You can get your hands on that. So that's it for all you new people. For all my loyal listeners, y'all are amazing. Thank you so much for a fantastic year. This podcast has stayed steady, usually in the top 100 of Apple podcasts and in the top 1% of all podcasts worldwide. And so it's only because of you, because you are pursuing your dream. That's why this podcast is doing well. And I just want to thank you so much for that and for always taking action, right? I know that you all are striving for more and you yearn to learn more and all that. And that's why this podcast is successful too. So thank you all so much for the reviews and everything you've done. And if you've never left a review, would you be so kind to give it a star rating? You can scroll down right now, hit 5 stars. That would be awesome. And if you have time to write a written review, I cannot tell you how much it means to me. So I would love to read your little blurb and even give you a shout out sometime here on this podcast. So that is it. Okay, on to the episode. Hello, everyone. How are you? How is your business doing? Is it moving along? Are you making money? I sure hope you are. You better be. This is not a hobby. This is a business. You are doing this. So I'm so happy you're here. I thought this would be good timing because here we are at the end of 2021 when I'm recording this, right? This will be applicable anytime, trust me. But I'm going to share lessons that I've learned. Three big lessons. I had a whole list. I had a whole page here, but I thought, you know what? They can't remember all of those. They can only remember like three or so. So I'm giving you three that are timeless that you need to remember for your business. But we're also, you know, in the forefront of my mind this year in 2021. And, you know, we've experienced a lot this year. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, 2020 was insane and it was a pivotal year in all of our lives, right? And in the, you know, our whole universe, frankly, right? But 2021 has been a little different as well, wouldn't you agree? And we all have high hopes for 2022. So I wanted to go through these three things for you, and I hope you'll really take them to heart. I hope that you will let them soak in because they are good lessons to set you up for success for 2022. So the first big lesson I learned is that, number one, businesses always have to be adaptable. Don't you agree? We all have to be able to pivot and change quickly, okay? We have to be able to shift our offerings or shift how we offer things, right? Think about it. Like I think about my local Mexican food restaurant when COVID hit and all that, you could like walk inside, get your to-go order, right? Or you go in the restaurant. Well, with COVID, then they had to start seating people outside. So they had to pivot and kind of open up their patio more and separate all the seats so that the people who did want to come in could do that. They had to add protocols for COVID and all the safety measures and masks and all that good stuff. But then they also added this whole curbside pickup outside with signs where you could dial a number and you never have to get out of your car. And they adapted. And we used it all the time. It's our favorite little local Mexican spot. So shout out to Gringos in the Woodlands. They don't know who I am, but hey, I'm a fan. My husband's a fan. We eat their food, right? They were adaptable. That's just an example like I'm thinking off the top of my head. And I'm thinking about so many businesses that have had to adapt and how other businesses have capitalized on this, like Instacart. I use Instacart for grocery delivery now a lot. I still go to the grocery store every maybe twice a month, maybe. And it's more of an outing. Like I take my daughter so she can pick out her snacks and different things that she wants. My daughter that lives at home, my other two children are off at college. And then the other nights, just to fill in the gaps of what's missing in the pantry and the fridge, like milk and cereal and crackers and meat and everything else, that goes to Instacart. We're like, just reorder, reorder, reorder. And it's so easy and they're adaptable, right? They know how we want to have food delivered. Even the grocery stores have it where you can do curbside now. That never existed, right? Curbside pickup for groceries never existed. Or maybe it did a little bit, but it's just gained in popularity, right? We all have to be adaptable. We have to be adaptable because the markets could change at any time and anything could happen. Anything could happen. What if you had a store, right? A physical storefront, and you also had a website, but then something happened in your life. Maybe you had to take care of an elderly parent, or maybe you've had a baby, whatever it is. And now you need to be home. You have to be able to adapt. And let's just say you had to close your physical store, but only run it online. Then you had to adapt, right? But we all have to realize that things could change at any moment. That is a huge lesson to learn with your business. Be ready. And start noticing trends or noticing things going on in the industry or your marketplace, or just notice, you know, what could I do when something does happen, right? If something does happen, like already be thinking ahead of the game, like what are the things that I could do to adapt or change? So just make sure that you are doing that. We all have to be adaptable if we want to survive, and we can go gangbusters when we are adaptable, right? I even think about a long time ago, whatever, 20 whatever years ago when, no, that was only 16 years ago, 16 or 17 years ago, I guess. Actually, I can't even keep track of the years. All I know is I started my online business in like 2003. Was I in my 20s? Yeah, it was probably, or maybe 30. Oh, okay. I was just turning maybe almost 30. And I realized, you know, everything's going to be going online. People are going to be buying online. And that's when I took my business online, and Amazon was selling books and just starting to sell some other things when I did that. But I knew that. I was like, I don't want to have a physical storefront. I want to raise my children at home. I don't want to be at a store every day. And I already knew how I wanted to have my business model, you know, back then, which I wouldn't even call it a business model because I didn't even know what a business model was. I just said, I want to sell online. So My point is, if you're starting a business right now, kind of look at what the trends are, how people are buying, make sure you're adaptable. If you do already have a business that you can pivot and change, and be willing to do that so you can survive. And I have to be honest, when I closed my online stores a few years back, I was not willing to adapt. I just wasn't. I knew I needed to be on social media a ton. And I just wasn't feeling it at the time. And I knew I'm not feeling like I want to adapt. Maybe this business has run its course. And so that's when I started this business, right? So you can do that. You can close a business if you don't want to adapt. But otherwise, you need to adapt if you want to keep your business open. Okay? Okay. So that's lesson number one. Be adaptable. Number two, give value upfront. Okay. Give value up front. What does that mean? That means, let's just take, for example, you walk into a physical store, and I'm thinking about a time that I went into a pet store, and actually I think it's a franchise, and it was really cute, but it looks real local. And the lady was helping me right off the bat. I forgot now why I went in there. I was in there to get something, and she actually recommended this like goat's milk or something for my dog. Now, what was the reason why I did that? I can't even remember now, but she was giving me all this information about it and it was super helpful and sweet. And she wasn't salesy or anything. Later, come to find out she was the owner and she was really good at what she did. And I was in awe of her and I meant to like leave her a little note on her website or social media. I need to go do that because I just thought she was super helpful. She gave value. I bought it and I would never hesitate to go back. Even though it's out of the way, I would go there because I want to support her, right? I think too, giving value, like for example, if you're a service provider, kind of like what I do, when I talk to clients, I give value ahead of time through this podcast. Y'all, this is value ahead of time. People get so much out of this podcast, it's not even funny. So it's a no-brainer when they want to work with me one-on-one, usually if we're the right fit, right? If they have kind of business that will work, you know, I'm not best fit if you're opening a retail store or you're a real estate agent or you're opening a franchise or something like that. I'm not the best fit for you. But if you're just turning a skill or a passion into a business, maybe you're gonna have an Etsy store, maybe you have a service offering, maybe you want to sell to other business, you're a consultant. I have all those kind of people. Right? I can help you with that. But when it's the right kind of people, they already know me. I've given value and they feel so happy. Also, I interviewed, for example, a client, Kim Aguilar. I keep talking about her because she's so sweet and she's going to be on the podcast soon and you'll hear her. But she said it live in the episode. I didn't know she was going to say this, but she said, you know, I booked a 15-minute consult with you and you talked to me for 30 minutes and you helped me so much in that 30 minutes. You know, it was a no-brainer for her to book with me. So I'm just telling you, so you know, to give value ahead of time in whatever form it is. Help people. If you're talking to people, do it. You don't have to give away the farm. You don't have to give away everything, but just give value. And value could be empathy. Right? It could be, or sympathy because you've experienced whatever they're experienced, right? It could be any of those things. Maybe it's a free download. Maybe it's, you know, something that you can teach them about your product, a video that demonstrates it or gives them ideas on use cases for how to use it or who to give it to or anything like that. Give value ahead of time so people know, like, and trust you. And then it's a no-brainer for them to buy from you when they need you. Okay, when they need you, they will buy from you. We're not talking about you, you know, being salesy and schemey and trying to get people to buy from you that are going to regret buying from you. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when people need you, when they know they need you, they'll think of you and that will be a no-brainer for them. Give value ahead of time. People love people who give value. It's just like if you go to a consult first, you know, health reasons to a doctor. Like I had to go, I've got two herniated discs in my back and I've done nothing. I'm like, I'm not climbing Mount Everest. I'm not running marathons. Like what is going on? I've not been in a car wreck. I don't know. Anyways, you know, I'm working on it with a physician. And when I went to one of the pain doctors, you know, he was good, but he was just more concerned with his stuff and wasn't really giving me more tips on how to manage it. And I just thought, I don't know about that doctor, that specialist, okay? So just think about that. Give value. Help people. That's it. Help people ahead of time in a small way, in a quick win, so that it's a no-brainer when they want to book with you, okay? Show them ways other people have been happy with your products or services, okay? So the first thing was to be adaptable. The second thing is to give value up front. And the third thing is that creating impact is what this is all about. Creating impact is what this is all about. That's the lesson that I've learned. Because when you create impact in either big ways or small ways, depending on your business, so nobody like say your business isn't making impact, because it is. And if you don't realize the impact, then email me, because you are making impact in a way. Post it in the group and everyone can tell you how you are impacting lives. You may just be too close to it to see it. Okay. When you create impact in people's lives, when you make a difference, y'all, it's addictive. It's the best feeling in the world. And I'm not saying that in a narcissistic way or in a way to say, I'm amazing, or to, you know, build your ego up. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying when you realize that you have gifts, I believe, given to you by God, when you have these gifts and you use them, and you use them to bring value to people's lives and improve their lives, make them feel better, save them time, save them money, whatever it may be for your business, that is what this is all about. It is the best feeling in the world. It is a high. It is a feeling of like, no, you know, like nothing else. It is like an adrenaline rush when you realize, like, I'm actually using my gifts, doing something that's not that difficult for me, right? Because whatever you're offering, it comes easy to you, right? Maybe some of the business side or the strategy is hard, or posting on Instagram's hard, or whatever, making graphics. I mean, the struggle is real for some of us for things like that. But I'm just saying, the main thing that you do best in your business, I'm going to just go ahead and bet on it that it comes easy to you. And you don't even realize that you're so good at it. You may know, but you just don't even realize how it affects people. And I want to tell you that it's what life's about too, not just business, but life. Making a difference. When you have kids, you're making a difference in their life. You are helping them and supporting them and helping them become their best selves, right? And so that they can fly birdie fly. Right? Think about it, in life and business. And in business, you're making people's lives better. And when you focus on that and you focus on your people, things become less stressful for you, because you just realize, what is the easiest way to help these people? What problem can I solve for them? How can I help them? And when you do that and you make a difference, people feel so, I don't want to say indebted to you, but grateful for you. They're grateful that they had you, because you were there at the moment they needed you, or you were there to provide something that makes them happy, or makes them healthier, or makes them feel better, or makes their relationships better, or makes their future brighter, or helps them make money, right? Creating impact is the key to all of this. It really is. It is the key to running a successful business. It is the key to your happiness. It really is. You will love this business so much when you see the difference you're making in people's lives, whether it be by them telling you or by the result that you, something that you create. Maybe you're an artist, right? People appreciating your work, appreciating your time. They leave you a testimonial. They leave you a review. That's why it's important every week I say that on this podcast episode, because there's going to be moments, and there has been, where I felt down and I can go, stop. You're making a difference for people. It's okay. You can't win them all. You can't be all things to all people, right? My mother-in-law told me that. You can't be all things to all people. It's so true. You can't, okay? You be who you need to be to help your people. There's people out there waiting for you. There's people out there waiting for you that don't know you exist. Did you think about that? There's people out there waiting that need what you offer, but they don't even know you exist. How can they find out about you? Okay? Think about that. You are prepped. You are primed and ready to make a difference in people's lives. And when you do, it is the most rewarding, fulfilling, exhilarating rush you will ever have. It's the best feeling in the world. You're making money, doing what you love, just using your innate gifts. It's awesome. I think it's the key to your success. So that's why I wanted to share that one with you today. I think it's super important. It's a lesson that I've learned, that if we focus on impacting lives, our businesses can thrive. That kind of rhymed. Impacting lives, our businesses can thrive. Who knew I was a poet? Who knew that? Anyways, here's the three lessons that I have learned that I hope you will now take to heart. One, be adaptable. We all have to be. As business owners, we have to be adaptable, and in life, okay? All these apply to your life too. But for your business, it's got to be adaptable. You have to be able to change. If another round of COVID comes, if something else happens, you know, we get Elon Musk invents some magnificent way that we're all going to be doing things. You've got to be able to adapt, right? Or you can close your business and that's okay too. I've done it. It's all good. You can move on, right? To another business, just like I did, and be even more fulfilled, right? So one, be adaptable. Two, give value up front. Always be helpful. Give what you can. You don't have to give away the farm. You don't have to give away all your secrets. You don't have to give away the secret sauce. You don't have to give them a ton free. You don't have to even give them a free sample, but you can give them something, something you can explain to them. You can give them a free sample though, or a free consult call. I'm just saying, give value, whatever it is. Is there value involved? Make sure you're doing that when people meet you. And the third thing is to realize that creating impact is going to be the key to your success here. Because if you're focusing on that, you're going to make a difference. You're not going to focus on all the bells and whistles. You're going to focus on making a difference. And that's what's important. That's how you're going to make money doing this. Okay. You make difference in people's lives. What happens? Their lives are better. They tell people and they refer people to you and your business just keeps growing. So that's it. I hope you take these to heart. I'm so excited for 2022. Are you? I'm so excited. 22 is my lucky number. So I feel good that this year, I'm just excited that it's going to be a great year. I know it is. And it's going to be a great year for all of our businesses because we're all turning into the strategic thinking business owners that we need to be to make this happen. And so I'm so proud of you. So that's it. Again, if you need help with your business, you're like, you know what? I've got a list of questions or I need help with my initial plan to like, you know, figure this out. How do I start this thing? How do I do this? Then book a session with me down below, or even you can just email me. Let me know your situation and I can explain to you what we could do on a strategy call. Also too, Grow Getters is opening. So you should really consider being a part of it if you are a new business owner so that you can develop yourself, so that you can be surrounded by people who are doing this too, so that you can learn from everyone, including myself, who is in there, and you can help yourself so that you have support and you can become the strategic thinking business owner you need to be to make this happen. And then you can be off and running. You don't need me forever. You just probably need me that first year. That's what I'm going to venture to say, because then you have become who you need to become. You know, it's all these fundamentals that you need to master. So that is it. Thank you all so much for being here. Have a great day. And until next week, bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.